Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
God will get you to the right place, and some of you today are here and you're in the right place because you maybe hit the wall. Maybe you had hopelessness or despair and you're wondering, when's this nightmare going to end? Jesus is the miracle. And I'd love to tell you, I preachers do it all the time. I get so mad when I see preachers, it just hypes the crowd. I'm so sick of hype. You know, and this is your day. This is your day. This is your time. And everybody goes, yeah. It'll hype a crowd. But how arrogant is that for any preacher to stand before 1,000 people or 10 and tell everybody, today's your day? Because it may not be everybody's day today. It may be next month. It may be next year. I don't want to depress you, but it may be longer than that. But I do know God has never failed, and he's not going to start today. Somebody say amen out loud. And God does it at the right time. And he will show you the right thing to do. And that's the last point. God will lead you to the right place. He will do it at the right time. Because 400 silent years longing for God in the middle of dark days between Old Testament and New, waiting for a Messiah, waiting for a light. But when the fullness of time, everybody say fullness of time. When the fullness of time came, God sent Jesus. God will lead you to the right place. I believe this with every fiber of my being. He will lead you to the right place. He led Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem, an 80-mile trip on foot and donkey, to get them to the place where the word of God could be fulfilled. He did it at the right time, and he showed Joseph the right thing to do. And I'll tell you that he will do that for you. Let me finish the message with this. By the way, King Herod, the Roman King Herod, he was a madman. He was a murderer. He murdered many of his own family and a great many rabbis. He was a narcissistic maniac that lived in fear of someone rising up against him and dethroning him. So remember when the wise men went to the king and he says, where's this king going to be born? Tell me so I can come and worship him. How many know he didn't want to worship him at all? He wanted to kill him. So what happened is God showed the wise men in a dream, go some other way. And so when Herod found out he'd been tricked, he ordered a preemptive strike. Walk with me. He ordered a preemptive strike. And he ordered every 2-year-old boy and under to be slaughtered. I don't have time to take you to the scripture that talks about the cry that came up out of the Jewish women's hearts to where they could not be comforted. Every male child, 2 years and under, was slaughtered. Oh, the first Christmas. I know the nativity scene is picturesque, but it was upheaval and it was chaos. Life is messy. Life is not like a nice little Christmas package with beautiful wrapping and a bow on top. See those commercials where the husband gives the wife this key and she goes out and there's a bow on a car? Who does that? I got a shirt. Life is messy. And the first Christmas, it was a relationship mess. It was a financial mess. Unexpected tax. Culturally, a mess. A murderous mess. And now, Joseph and Mary are in Bethlehem still, and they've got a boy and he's under 2 years old, and he's in line for Herod's twisted plot. What are we going to do? Anybody here? Don't raise your hand or say amen. Anybody ever wonder when you're up against it and life seems to be coming unglued at the seams and you see no way out? Anybody here ever say, what am I going to do? I have. What are we going to do? So what's God do? Just leave us in the dark? No. There was a miracle happening here. God showed him exactly what to do. And until he shows you what to do, stay where you are. Because I believe he orders our steps and our stops. Man, I'd tweet that. It's a crisis situation. God gave Joseph direction. Here it is on the big screen. And in Matthew, it says this. It says, now when they had departed, that's the wise men, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, said, rise, take the child and his mother and go to Egypt. That didn't make no sense. Go to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and he took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt. God led him to Egypt and he stopped in Egypt and he didn't move until God told him to move. And he remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. Wow. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream again when he was in Egypt. And here's what he said. Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. Next verse. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth. So that was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called the Nazarene. And if Nazareth is where Jesus began his ministry. See, God ordered Joseph's steps and his stops for two reasons. To spare the child's life and to put him on his path to divine destiny. What's the point? God showed him what to do in the crisis situation. God has not forgotten about you. He will help you navigate the chaotic circumstances of your life that you may be facing. And the key here was obedience. Mary obeyed and said, be it unto me according to your word. Joseph was obedient when the angel said, take her as your wife. Joseph was obedient to take him to Egypt and obedient to come back to Nazareth. Luann and I were sitting in the living room yesterday. I was talking to her about the message, and it was after 9 o'clock in the morning because I'm not allowed to talk before 9 a.m. Saturdays is our family day. We get up in the morning and we have coffee. You might not believe this. I'm a morning person. When I get up, I'm ready to hit the day full steam ahead. Get the coffee. Let's get the conversation going. She says, do we have to talk just yet? So somewhere after 9 a.m., I was sharing the message with her. She said, I think we would all experience the miraculous so much more if we followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Because I think and have to ask ourselves, are we following him or have we invited Jesus to follow us? And sometimes, you know what? The mess in your life is so great that it can cloud our view of any miracle at all. Sometimes the mess in our life is so great, we can't even see the miracle. So when the mess in our life is so great, and we prayed 1,000 times, sometimes we couldn't see the miracle. Joanne, sometimes we couldn't see it. When they took her to jail, possession charge, we couldn't see the miracle. And when they called us and said they had to rush her to the hospital because they found her passed out in a bathroom deli floor in Staten Island, we couldn't see the miracle.
Couldn't see it.
And when I held her in my arms, I thought she was going to die. I couldn't see it. But God brought her to the right place. And he didn't do it in my time, but he did it in his time. And maybe he did it in his time so everybody in this room can know that there's a miracle that's bigger than addiction. And there's a miracle bigger than suicidal thoughts. He brought us, but he brought her to the right place. I was scared. I didn't want to come. I wanted to come. It was God's will to come, but I didn't want to bring a heroin-addicted daughter. But God brought her to the right place, and he did it in the right time. And he showed us what to do. It's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. God has never failed, and he's not about to start tonight. Amen. So if you'll excuse me once in a while when I get happy. I got something to be happy about. Lost but now found, blind but now see, bound but now free, captive but now delivered. In the name of Jesus, stand on your feet, clap your hands, and give God some praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is my miracle. In the midst of my mess, he's your miracle. He's your miracle. In the midst of your mess, he'll get you to the right place, and he'll do it in his time, and he'll show you what to do. The team's going to sing the Silent Night song. Going to say, but you said it kind of wasn't like that. I know, but there's a great line in this song about the dawn of redeeming grace. I love it, and you're going to hear it in a moment. Can I say this, though, before they sing it? The biggest mess in your life, just a little softer. The biggest mess is not relational. It's not financial. And it's not cultural. The biggest mess we will ever face is being lost without God. The biggest mess is to carry the weight of your own sin. The biggest mess is to feel trapped by guilt and shame and despair. The biggest mess is living life without God. Even if you got all the money and a couple of cars and go on vacation every year, the biggest mess is not financial, it's not relational, it's not cultural. The biggest mess is to live your life without God, to carry the weight of your own sin. But while Christmas focuses on the birth of Jesus, there's a bigger picture here, everybody. The baby in the manger was the Savior on the cross. And there, he took the weight of your sin. He took the shame. And by his stripes, you're healed. Healed of guilt, healed of shame, healed of sin, healed of addiction, healed of suicidal thoughts, healed of whatever has hurt your life. Jesus is your healer. I am not here to promote me ever, because I can't heal anybody, save anybody. And the fountain of life, not even here to promote it. I'm going to spend the rest of my life telling people that Jesus is the miracle. He's the miracle in the midst of your mess. He will do for you what you could never do for yourself. So many people's lives are clouded by chaos. But this morning, I hope the Holy Spirit has helped pull the curtain back and that you can see Jesus is the miracle. He can change every heart who will simply put their faith in him. I'm going to ask the team to lead us in this beautiful song. I'd like, while they sing it, if you're here today and you're a mess and you need salvation and you need Jesus to come into your life, I'm going to invite you to come down here and pray with me before we go home today. You say, well, I'm a little embarrassed. What do you think it makes when I tell my story? See, we're open here, and we're not here to hide stuff, and we're not here to pretend, and we're not here to fake it. So if you're here today and your life has hit the wall, and you say, Pastor Russ, man, I need Jesus in my life. I need his salvation. I need his freedom. I need his help, and I need his power.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.